Why is it that the world rejects Jesus as the Son of God? Most people accept that he's a good man, a teacher who said lots of good things like love your neighbor. Many even say that he's a prophet from God, like our Muslim friends, for example. But most people will not believe in him as the Son of God. Why is that? The original readers of John's Gospel would have had the same question. After all, Jewish people were expecting God to send them the Messiah to save them. The Lord had promised to do this back in the Old Testament. On arrival, Jesus ticked all the right boxes. He performed miracles to show that he was God's chosen one. So why was it that most people back then still rejected him as the Son of God? Well, today's passage gives us the reason. Jesus is rejected as the Son of God because humanity is evil. Jesus is rejected as the Son of God because humanity is evil. To give us some context for our passage today, chapters 1 to 4 of John teaches us that Jesus is the Son of God. Several witnesses, such as John the Gospel writer, John the Baptist, and the Holy Spirit himself, all testify to this. As mentioned before, Jesus also performs signs to back up this big claim. The turning of water into wine in chapter 2, and the healing of the official's son in chapter 4. Today's passage is in the second half of this section. We eavesdrop on the end of a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a respected religious leader, a bit like the Archbishop of Canterbury or the Bishop of London. And Jesus and Nicodemus have been discussing about who Jesus is and how it is possible to truly know him. And now we reach the climax of their conversation. Jesus reveals that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And at the same time, he will be rejected as such because of humanity's wickedness. So let's dive into the passage together. Our first point is this. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Let me read verses 16 to 18 again. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. John 3:16 is the most famous verse in the Bible. Read in its context, this verse and the next two verses are actually about who Jesus is. The main subject of Jesus and Nicodemus's chat so far has been Jesus's identity. Nicodemus starts by saying, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. So Nicodemus thinks that Jesus is a teacher from God, a prophet who can do signs. But what he doesn't get is that Jesus is so much more than a prophet. That is why Jesus says he must be born again to see the kingdom of God. In other words, Nicodemus has failed to understand Jesus' true identity as God's King, the Savior of the world. Fast forward to verse 16, Jesus spells out who he is. He is the Son of God. This is repeated three times within the space of three verses. This means Jesus is so much more than just a teacher or a prophet. He is actually God's Son. He is one with the Father. He is God the Son. And he has been sent not to condemn the world, but to save it. And so how you respond to Jesus really matters. If you believe in him, he can remove your guilty verdict before God and give you eternal life instead. You are no longer a rebel facing God's judgment. No, you will receive forgiveness and will know God as your Father. On the other hand, if you do not believe in Jesus as the Son of God, you are condemned. In other words, you are guilty and under God's judgment for rebelling against him. You will remain separated from God forever. If you were here last week, you would have heard Will and Lillian's story of how they became Christians. Lillian used to think that Jesus was a good man, someone who said and did good things, but nothing more than that. But while she was on a Christianity Explored course, she realized that Jesus was much more than a good man. He was the Son of God, and so she believed in him. So, coming back to the main point of these verses, Jesus is the Son of God. He is so much more than a teacher come from God. He is much bigger than the prophet who does signs. Jesus is God's Son. He has been sent by God to save the world. Well, if Jesus is the Son of God, what does that mean for us? It means that we should believe in him. The word believe appears 4 times in these verses. Jesus' aim is that Nicodemus would believe in him as the Son of God. And the fact that John lets us into this conversation means that he wants us, his readers, to believe in Jesus too. Why believe? Because if we do, we will receive eternal life from God. But if we refuse, we will perish. We will remain separated from God forever. So, dear friends, please do what Will and Lillian did. Accept God's loving gift of his only Son. Believe in him and be saved. Trust in him so that you too can become a child of God. If you do believe, keep on believing. Don't give up. Thank God every day for the gift of his Son. Remind yourself that Jesus is much more than a prophet. He is the Son of God. Give thanks that you are now a child of God. And yet, even though Jesus is the Son of God, he will be rejected by the world. Jesus knew that most of the world would not accept God's gift of love to them. The Savior of the world would be hated by those he has come to save. This is our second heading. Jesus is the Son of God who is rejected by evil humanity. Let me read verses 19 to 21 again. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. In the Old Testament, a giant lamp was placed in the temple. This lamp was symbolic of God's presence. In today's passage, Jesus tells us that he is that lamp in the flesh. He is the Lord God himself, walking and talking with his people. But the shocking thing is that his people refused to accept him. Jesus explains why it is that most Jewish people rejected him. He uses very strong language. In verse 20, people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. In verse 21, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. The Jews at the time of Jesus were religious. Certainly, the Pharisees, of which Nicodemus was one, were very religious. They kept the law and taught it to others, and the people offered sacrifices at the temple. And yet, the fundamental issue is that they lacked a personal relationship with God. There was no love of God in their hearts. They were spiritually dead. And so all their actions, even the religious ones, were unacceptable in the eyes of God. These actions were evil because the people doing them were in rebellion against God. This explains why most Jewish people did not want to come to Jesus. They were unwilling to be exposed by him as evildoers in the eyes of God. They preferred to bury their heads in the sand rather than to accept God's guilty verdict on their actions. On the other hand, Jesus says in verse 21 that whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. So the Jews who already had a relationship with God and were living for him did choose to believe in Jesus. This included people like John the Baptist. So, to sum up, Jesus is rejected as the Son of God because people are evil. This does not just apply to the Jewish people at the time of Jesus. It also applies to the whole of humanity, to all of us. We may not like to think of ourselves as evil, but that is how Jesus sees us. We have all rejected God and are spiritually dead. We are in rebellion against him. Our works are therefore wicked in the eyes of God. Even the good things we do, like giving money to charity and going to church. Our wickedness explains why our natural response is to reject Jesus. We don't want to come to Jesus to be exposed by him as evildoers. Rather, we want to bury our heads in the sand and live our lives as if God was not angry with our rebellion against him. Will shared last week that when he became a Christian, he began to share the good news of Jesus with friends and family. But sadly, he said that they just didn't want to know. Why is that? Why did they not want to know this amazing news that God sent his Son to offer them eternal life? Jesus tells us why. We are wicked, and we do not want Jesus to expose our wickedness. So how can we come to Jesus? The only way is by the Holy Spirit giving us new life. That is why earlier on in chapter 3, Jesus says we must be born again. What does this mean for us? If we already believe in Jesus, this passage helps us to understand why it is that the world rejects Jesus. Humanity is evil by nature, and our instinctive response is to stay as far away from God as possible. When most of our friends and family reject Jesus, we may feel discouraged or even start to doubt whether Jesus really is the Son of God. This passage reassures us that Jesus really is God's only Son. God has sent him to save the world. The issue is not with him, but with those who say no to him. They prefer to bury their heads in the sand. They would rather continue living as if God didn't care about their rejection of him, than to come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. So let's be praying for our unbelieving friends and family. Let's pray that they would be born again by the Holy Spirit. Only then will they be willing to come to Jesus the light. It is so encouraging that Will's dad did eventually become a Christian. So let's be praying for our friends, our family, and colleagues to come to Jesus and believe in him. For those of us who don't yet believe in Jesus, let me encourage you to do so. Jesus is the Son of God who offers eternal life to those who believe in him. If this is all very new to you, please do come back next week. We would love to tell you more about Jesus. Please also feel free to speak to me or Claire if you would like to find out more about Jesus. Let me lead us in prayer as we close. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that he is the Son of God. You sent him into the world to save us. Please help us to believe in him. Help us not to be surprised when most people reject him. We pray for our friends, our family, and our colleagues to believe in him, so that they too may not perish, but have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.